This morning we talked about that we're not to judge our fellow believers. Those that are strong in their faith should not become frustrated with those that are weak. And those that are weak should not think that those that are stronger are not believers because they're not doing what, as we saw this morning, eating the right foods or honoring their days. This afternoon, I want us to take a look at when it is right to judge and when it is wrong to judge. And we'll be looking at some various verses out of Scripture. And before we begin, I just wanted to pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, this afternoon, Lord, I pray that you would help us understand that we need to be in a world where we have discerning spirits. Lord, many people that profess to be Christians really lack a spirit of discernment and believe any spirit that comes along. Your word tells us that we are to test the spirits and that we are to see what is of you and what is not of you, that we are to judge, but there's a time to judge and a right way to judge, and there's also a wrong way. Father, I pray that you'd help us this afternoon as we look into your word. And Father, that you give us direction and that we would have a proper spirit of discernment that is led by your spirit based upon your word. Speak to us today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I talked about the fact that in the New Testament, there are three words that are used for judging. Crino, anacrino, and diacrino. And the first one I want to look at is where anacrino is used. And we said that anacrino means to ask questions, examine, and evaluate a situation. Ask questions, examine, and evaluate a situation. Let's take a look at out of 1 Corinthians and then 1 John, where this word is used and in the context of judging. And we're going to begin by going to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And Paul is dealing with situations in the church at Corinth. And they needed to be judging things a lot better than they were. And they had really a spirit that was more a spirit of the world than it was a spirit of God. And directing their decisions. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, Paul says, "But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man." And the word here is anacrino. Anacrino. In other words, the person who is spiritual asks questions, examines, and evaluates a situation, and comes to a conclusion, a form of a judgment, on whether things are of God or not of God. And what is the foundation and the basis that he evaluates and judges and examines? It is the Word of God. So if you don't know the Word of God, then you're going to have a real difficult time judging whether things are of God, evaluating whether things are of God, and whether we should be doing something or believing something or acting a certain way. Whether that's of God or of the world. And so we see that Paul encourages the people that the spiritual man does this. But then he says that, in the second half, he says, "Yet he himself is judged of no man." And why does he say that? Well, who is his judge? Well, the spiritual man is walking with the Lord, and the Lord is his judge. The Lord and the Holy Spirit that resides within a believer in Christ. And as we grow and mature in our faith, and as we draw closer to the Spirit of God and are directed by Him, and through God's Word, as He opens up God's Word to us, no man will have to judge us because we will be directed and judged by the Spirit of God, not by men. And so we see that this is the first use of anacrino that we're going to look at this afternoon. It is found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. We see that it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit,
But try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, the word try here it means that we are to test, that we are to, as anakrino means, to ask questions, examine, and evaluate. We're not just to believe. The Apostle Paul, when he went to the church at Berea, or to the synagogue at Berea, and preached to the Jews that were there, the thing that he commended them for is they just didn't believe him, because he said, "I'm an apostle, and I met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and I was saved, and Jesus truly is the Son of God." And as Paul went through the Scriptures, he pointed out in the Scriptures how that all the Scriptures were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And the response of the Bereans was what? To try and test what Paul had said. And what did they use as their basis of testing? The Scriptures. And they went home and they looked in the Scriptures. They looked at what Paul had said about those Scriptures. They reviewed them and read them. Paul was not offended. And rather, he rather commended them. Because he said that we should all be like the Bereans. He said the Thessalonians should have been more like the Bereans. Instead, what they did is they had men come in and said, "Oh, by the way, you missed the rapture. Oh, by the way, you missed a bunch of events that have happened." And they believed these men without examining the Scriptures. And the Apostle Paul had to write to them and to remind them that they hadn't missed the rapture, and that they were, that the Lord was still coming as he said he would be coming. And so we are all called to try and test spirits. What we see happening in the church today is people don't try and test the spirits. Instead, they examine things based upon feelings and based upon experience, but not based upon the Word of God. The trying and testing here, the evaluating, that's referred to by the word anakrino, the judging that's going on, is a judging that's based upon what God has revealed to us in His Word about Himself, about His promises, and about how He acts in the hearts and lives of men and in this world, and what He says He's going to do. If one would look at what the Scriptures say, one would see that many things that people believe today that are of God are not of God, and Jesus Himself told us that that's exactly what was going to happen. But because people don't have a spirit of judgment, that is, of evaluation and determination, is this of God or not of God, they believe the false prophets that are gone out into the world. And there are many. And I want they're coming in droves in the last days. And we're seeing that men who at one time had a profession of faith are now teaching things that aren't true. And it's just amazing. Robert and I were listening just a little bit on the way back to a message Dave Hunt had brought a number of years ago. It would have been probably 13 or 15 years ago. At that time, he was talking about a friend that he had that had started Campus Crusade Ministries, and at one time in his life had been very encouraging people to share their faith, to win people to Christ. And all of a sudden, it came to the end of his life, and he made really weird decisions and promoted some very odd things that weren't biblical at all. And Dave Hunt says he didn't know what happened. Other than he got off into a false doctrine and didn't believe a true thing and was used by the enemy instead of Christ. And that can happen. And so we need to understand, just because a person had a name or a ministry, we still have to test the things that they say. Every time I stand before you and preach, you should go home and see if the things that I am teaching are correct. I can make mistakes. And I can not be prepared properly and say things that are not right, and you need to correct me if I do. And you need to not just believe me because I preached here before. And likewise, whenever you listen to anyone, examine what they say and test the spirits, test the messages that are being proclaimed. The second use of anakrino that we're going to look at today. We are to judge in the form of diakrino, where diakrino means to discuss, make a distinction between two opposite things. And that is, you have one, and there is a distinction between two. We're not Hegelian in the church. We don't think that there's just a whole bunch of things that really aren't true, and we're not relativistic in the church. We know that there is absolutes. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 5, where the word diakrino is used. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, chapter 6, verse 5. And it says, in stripes, in imprisonments, I got 2 Corinthians. Not quite right. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 5. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. Now, what was happening here? Paul was talking about the moral laxity that had come into the church at Corinth, and that there was a situation that was so bad that the pagans even found it repulsive. And that was that a young man was moved in and was living with his mother-in-law, The young man was... Sorry, my mind is not going well today. This man was committing sexual sin, and he was had moved in with his stepmother, and was committing sexual sin, and they were not saying anything. My wife needs what? Okay. Well, he was speaking about the fact that they were not, they couldn't judge within their own body the moral problems that they had, and that they were taking one another to court, and there was a real moral laxity within the body of Christ in the church at Corinth. It manifested itself in them not being able to discern that this man was doing something that was really not according to God's word, yet he claimed to be a Christian. There was, within the body of Christ, there were those that were suing one another instead of being able to make judgments with one another. And so there was just a whole spirit where they were not able to judge between the brethren. They weren't able to judge between the brethren. And what he's saying is, the word here is diakrino. And diakrino is to discern or make a distinction. In other words, they couldn't make a distinction between right and wrong, good and evil. And one of the reasons they couldn't was because they weren't being led by the Spirit of God. Instead, they were walking in their own flesh and desiring to do their own thing. And it's manifested itself in other things that they said. They spoke against the Apostle Paul, came out against him. Not all of them, but a lot of them did. And then also, they wanted to begin to be followers of men instead of really seeking to follow the Word of God. And so Paul had to deal with all these things, and what he said is, you need to have a spirit of discernment. As Christians, you are to be able to discern and make distinctions between that which is good and evil, and you should be able to discern and make distinctions and judge in the matters of brethren within the church. We should have that ability to do that because we should be being led by the Spirit of God and the principles contained within God's Word. And so this is where the term diakrino came in. Then we have in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 through 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 through 13. Paul uses the word krino. krino. And remember, krino meant to decide, conclude, determine, and to pass sentence. To decide, conclude, determine, and pass sentence. In other words, you're going to make a judgment that will stand. In verse 5, or chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, he says the following, "For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person." And here he's talking about, again, the moral laxity in the sin that had gone on. And he's saying that if they will not repent, you are to put them away. And as within the church, we should be able to judge or determine what is, again, good or evil within the church. And it should be able to determine that based, again, upon God's word, not upon our ideas or our relationship to people or how much we like someone. But it's based upon God's word. And the word here was krino. We are to judge sin and deal with it for those who refuse to repent. And that was found in this particular passage. Also, this judgment that we judge with is to be a righteous judgment. Turn with me to John chapter 7, verse 24. John chapter 7, verse 24. "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Oftentimes, men will judge according to appearance, and it can be whether it be physical appearance, positional appearance, appearance of circumstances, but they won't judge based on righteousness, or what is right or true or pure or holy, but rather they'll base it upon what they see or, again, what we feel. But if we are to judge with a righteous judgment, our judgment is to be based upon the character of God and His character and not the way just perceptions or feelings. The sixth thing that we see is that we are to judge not only those without, but the Bible tells us that part of judging is that we are to judge ourselves. And the word to judge ourselves is the word diakrino. That is to discern, to make a distinction about the things that we believe and the things that we do. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. And Paul says, "For we would judge ourselves if we should not be judged." So in other words, he's saying if you don't want others to judge you and judge your character and your behavior, begin by judging yourself. Examine your own life. And he says to discern and make distinctions about whether you are walking with the Lord or walking away from the Lord, whether you're doing God's will or not doing God's will, whether you are obeying Christ or not obeying Christ. We are to examine our own hearts, and so that others shouldn't have to examine it for us. And we should ask God to help us. Why? Because the Lord says that we can deceive our own selves, and so that we can't judge ourselves properly without God's help. And so we are to examine or judge ourselves is another way of correct judgment. So ways of right judgment that we look at are, we are to judge all things, that is, all things that we see around us are to be examined, and they are to be determined whether they are of God or not of God. We are to judge the spirits. We are to judge between fellow believers who have a dispute. We are to judge those living in sin who refuse to repent. We are to judge with a righteous judgment, and we are to judge ourselves. These are proper forms of judgment. And then there are some improper forms of judgment, but the time is already up. We're already to 3 o'clock, and I wanted to get through these. But those will have to wait for next Sunday. So next Sunday we'll look at the wrong ways of judgment. to judge, the wrong ways to judge. But I trust that the right ways to judge, you'll understand that we are called to judge things. It's not that we don't judge. What we were talking about this morning wasn't a judgment. It was a wrong form of a judgment. It was where I want to set apart a believer based upon my perceptions of what right or wrong is and where they're at in their life, not according to God's Word. And that is wrong. And that we should love those. And as I said this morning, we should be trying to help and disciple those that need to grow in the Lord. And those that are mature in the Lord should be willing to set aside their own desires to help someone who is younger in the Lord from falling or stumbling in their walk with Christ. So we are called to have spirits of discernment, and may we seek to be used of God in having a spirit of discernment and be able to share with others the truth that God would reveal to us. Let's just close in prayer. Father, I pray that you would help us to understand how we are to live and how we are to have a spirit of discernment. You've called us to be able to know what is right and wrong. You've called us to be able to judge the things of this world, to test the spirits, to test those that would come to teach, to try and to examine men or women that are caught in sin, and to examine our own hearts. And Father, we pray that you would help us to have a proper spirit of judgment, a discernment, so that we can know what is good or evil. Lord, I pray that you would use us to help others and to exhort others to walk with you, and that they would examine their hearts and lives, that they could walk in obedience to you. Lord, now I pray that you would go with us and allow us to have a wonderful week ahead. Give us opportunities to share with others the hope that we have in Jesus. This we'd ask in His name. Amen.